There's a major new initiative to help out South Dallas. This has been going on for a while, but the community is getting involved and corporate America is getting involved. Frito-Lay, PepsiCo have announced a Southern Dallas Strives initiative, joining the United Way and committing $2 million for families and children and child care. And this is looks like an exciting initiative. Vivek Sankaran is the president of Frito-Lay, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning, David.
Thank you. So tell me about this initiative. How did you choose this? I mean, you've got a great foundation. You do a lot of good work. But why Southern Dallas right now?
David, to understand this, you first have to understand PepsiCo. You know, you know us for all the great brands we have. You know us for a history, a long history of great financial performance. But there's a whole other side to PepsiCo. About 12 years ago, our current chairman, Indra Nooyi, she coined this notion she called performance with purpose. And the way I think about that is you can do really well financially while doing good for the communities that we operate in, right? And that's a philosophy that's a deep part of us. We take all our decisions with that kind of a mindset. And we've been doing the same thing at Frito. We've been here for 80 years. We've been a part of this community for 80 years as Frito-Lay. And we've done a lot of great things. You know, we've been social innovators. We founded this thing called Food for Good, and we have a great campaign with the United Way every year. And we've done a lot of great things, but we asked ourselves about a couple of years ago and said, hey, what if we focused all our energies, most of our energies, on an issue that is important to the community we live and work in? And I say live and work in because we have two production plants in Southern Dallas. We have four warehouses in Southern Dallas. 25% of the people who work in this area for us live or work in Southern Dallas. So Southern Dallas is part of our community. And it's a community where if you look at the stats, you'll say, wow, there's a lot of kids who are not ready for kindergarten. There's a lot of single moms who don't have reliable jobs, and they can't hold it because they don't have reliable childcare. We have a lot of students who don't get to go to college and who don't find vocational jobs. And we said, that's an area where we can focus. Let's put some energy over 3 to 5 years and make a real difference. And what we are hoping we can be, David, is a catalyst for this kind of change, and hopefully a lot of others join us.
You know, it's interesting because this is a very broad brush. I mean, it's not just child care. It's not just providing nutritious meals. It's not just helping the parents secure jobs. But you're trying to touch that entire family.
Yeah, one of the things that we've learned as we research this is it's not sufficient. Let's say you help mom find a great job. It's very difficult for her to hold on to that and sustain that and be there on time if she does not have great childcare, right? And, you know, I visited the childcare centers here. You walk to the front door, and the first thing that greets you at the front door is what it costs per week, what the penalties are for a late payment, and if you're 3 days late, you're done. Think about the anxiety the mom feels walking to that door every morning, David, right? And so we realized that this is a dual generation problem, and it's a multifaceted problem. And what we want to do is to make sure that we bring a holistic solution to a family. Education for, get the kid ready for kindergarten, help the older student go to college, help the mom, train the mom, help the mom find a great job, and provide the nutrition in the summer when the kids most need it. So we're trying to put these pieces together so that we can make a difference. And I think it'll take many years, but hey, we've been around for a long time. We'll be around for a long time.
Well, it's a bold initiative, and it's appreciated. But I can't let you go, Mr. Sankaran, without a couple of corporate questions. Now, first of all, who's the woman or man who came up with the idea for Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and did they get a raise instantly?
Hey, we're bringing out Doritos Flamin' Hot around Super Bowl for you, too. All right? Yes, it's a great product. We have a great team that's innovating new ideas all the time.
You know, it's really interesting watching the company because, the marriage of PepsiCo and Frito-Lay, you know, the consumption of soft drinks has ebbed, and you have had to go into water and things like that. But salty snacks, it seems like, just have a life of their own. You continue to be the driver in that company.
I think snacking on the whole is just it's just a big positive trend. So if you think about it, David, I don't know, when I first came here to America, I remember most of us would sit down and have an evening meal every day with the family, and there was a morning breakfast for the family before you ran out. But think about families today. You have hardly the time to get out of the home before you have to get the kids to school and get to work. You come back in the evening, and you are you're running to a soccer game. So, and your lunch is rushed. And so people are snacking more. Basically, people are saying, hey, you know, I don't have this this time for these sit-down meals, and I'm going to get more of my calories through snacks through the day, which is why you're seeing all snacks. Yeah. And I think of it broadly. I don't think of us as just salty snacks. I think of us as providing a variety of snacks, sometimes some with protein, some with corn and potato and et cetera, and vegetables. So we bring the whole thing for people so that they can get a good set of calories through their snacks.
You know, it's fun. We travel a lot, and it's really fun to always pop into a convenience store and see what you've done with your chips, and see the curry chips, or our one of our favorites in Europe, our paprika chips. How do you keep coming up with these flavors? And fish-flavored chips?
We follow the consumer, David. You know, the American palate has changed so much. And if you think about where you go, what you choose for dinner on a Friday evening when you go out, you have so many choices. You can go for Vietnamese food, Cuban food, et cetera, et cetera. And that reflects what America is in terms of what people are looking for. And we just follow the consumer. And people want spicier food. People want more exotic flavors, which is what you're seeing.
And in different parts of the world.
Different parts of the world, absolutely. You know, there are places where we have blueberry-flavored chips because that's what people love. If you go to the Northeast, even the Northeast here, we have crab-flavored chips.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on the blueberry, but the crab sounds great. Okay, so I got all. So one thing I want to come back to you for is I have this theory. As marijuana becomes legalized across the country and in Canada and elsewhere, I've got to believe your business is going to be up substantially.
Oh, my gosh, David. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out together. I think it'll be fun. But again, congratulations on the great initiative in Southern Dallas, and that'll be fun to watch grow, too. Vivek Sakran is the president and chief operating officer of Frito-Lay of North America. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you so much, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.